What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God, stay right with God, and find victory in Christ Jesus. Today, we are talking about sexual repression once again, but about your freedom now. Because in my latter two sermons, I was talking about how we've been lied to about sex. We've been lied to about everything about when it comes to sex, when it comes to contraception, masturbation. We've been told masturbation is a sin when it's not. We've been told that having sex while you're pregnant is a sin. We've been told that vaginal sex is the only proper or holy sex. Any sex outside of that position, the missionary position, is a sin. So therefore, oral sex is a sin. Anal sex is a sin. Having sex with your wife in a cowgirl position or in a doggy style position, all of these are sinful practices. Sex has become a taboo subject, all because of the Catholic Church, as we exposed in the latter two sermons. And sex is just considered nasty, dark, keep it a secret. You know, so if we have an issue with our genitals, we don't talk about it in public too much because it's a shameful thing. It's something that they keep quiet, you know, and this is all because of the Catholic Church. And if you haven't seen those or listened to those sermons, I encourage you to go back to those sermons and listen to what sexual repression is and the symptoms and the effects and the origins of it. So today I'm talking about moderation because now you are free. Hopefully you've heard the sermons and you know that you're free to masturbate. You're free to have sex with your wife in other positions other than missionary. You're free to have sex with her if she's pregnant. You're free to do other things in the bedroom. And so I want to give a warning according to scripture that we should do everything in moderation. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Now, one of the things that's going on right now is something called the NoFap movement. FAP is another term for masturbation. And the NoFap movement is a response to excessive masturbation to high-speed internet pornography. And so let me just read their statement on their website. It says here at NoFap.com. That's NoFap.com. Okay, it says NoFap is a comprehensive community-based porn recovery website. We offer all of the tools our users need to connect with a supportive community of individuals determined to quit porn use and free themselves from compulsive sexual behaviors. With our website, forums, articles, and apps, NoFap helps our users overcome their sexual addictions so they can heal from porn-induced sexual dysfunctions, improve their relationships, and ultimately live their most fulfilling lives. We refer to the process of recovery from porn addiction as rebooting. Research has shown that heavy porn use can change the neural pathways of the brain, causing addiction, hormonal changes, and sexual dysfunction. The rebooting process is intended to restore these neural pathways to factory settings, so to speak. Rebooting is a personal process with no single correct approach. We challenge our users to abstain from pornography, masturbation, or even sex altogether for a period of time. Rebooting the brain by abstaining from these behaviors has freed many users from porn addiction and porn-induced sexual dysfunction. So, he goes on, but that's just enough. Basically, what they're stating is, and this is true, and I've seen the same research. Research have shown that heavy porn use can change the neural pathways of the brain, causing addiction, hormonal changes, and sexual dysfunction. All right. So heavy porn use, heavy masturbation, along with porn use, causes these issues. And what's the problem here? It's excessiveness is the issue here. That's the problem here. All right. So that's what we're talking about. The Bible clearly talks about being moderate and not being excessive. And so these men have decided that we got to do something about this. This is a problem. And so this movement is aroused. And I've seen several videos on YouTube where guys are talking about the benefits of it. And so I'm not saying that, oh, well, since these guys are saying masturbation is causing them to be in these conditions, therefore masturbation is wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm saying excessive masturbation is the problem here, and that you got to be doing things in moderation. Because as we've seen, You can either be a person that is so far off to the right to where you're saying, I'm not doing any kind of masturbation, I'm not touching myself, you know, because the Catholic Church said, or you can be a person that's so far off to the left where you're masturbating every day, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day, draining your life force, just and causing yourself to be a dysfunctional individual. You see, so there's extremes. You can be extreme, you know. And so what I'm saying here is that, you know, God didn't say anything about masturbation. I believe masturbation was a normal part of life. As soon as a child realized something, they probably had to talk with their parent, and that was it. It was something they did privately every now and then to release sexual tension. That's what I think. And that's why the scriptures doesn't mention. If it was a sin, the scripture would say, thou shalt not masturbate. Thou shalt not touch thy private parts. That's what it would say. But it doesn't say anything like that. Now, there's a scripture where a man was commanded to bear children for his dead brother by going into his dead brother's wife. And instead, he kept spilling his semen onto the ground. So he would have sex with his dead brother's wife. He had to marry her, first of all. I think his name was Owen or something like that. And anyway, he kept doing it and the guy killed him. Now, some people use that biblical passage to state that, see, that's masturbation. And so he's in sin and God killed him. Like, no, that's not masturbation. He was clearly having sex. He was told, he was commanded to bear children for his dead brother. And he didn't do it. That's why God killed him. That's not masturbation. Spilling your semen onto the ground because you don't want to have children by another woman. That's what the man was doing. That's not masturbation. He was having intercourse with this woman. He was just pulling out. Okay. So people try to use that passage just to say that masturbation is somehow a sin. And that's what the man wasn't masturbating. He was having sex with his brother's wife. You know, he was dead, of course. And that just goes to show you another thing. I talk about polygyny. Well, polygyny was forced in some cases. I mean, and I don't want to get off the topic here, but if your brother died, you had to take his wife and bear children to her if she didn't have any children. So, you know, there's an example of polygyny right there where you are already married, but you got to take on this other woman, you know. So just to digress a little bit, but the point is you can't use those passages to support masturbation. It has, or say masturbation is a sin because of what the man did. He wasn't masturbating. So he was killed because he didn't obey God's command, which is to raise up a child for his dead brother. As simple as that. So back to the NoFap movement. So these guys are saying, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to masturbate. And it's good to sometimes not even masturbate, especially if you've been practicing excessive masturbation and pornography and all that stuff. They said that they're staying away from sex for a little bit too, till they reset their brains. And so I don't want you to think, well, because there's a movement out here of secular guys who are saying this is crazy, that you shouldn't do it because of what they're fighting against. What they're fighting against is excessive masturbation and pornography. Okay, internet, high-speed internet pornography. So that's what their problem is. It's not a bunch of guys just sitting around masturbating and then saying, oh, we're doing this too much. You know, it's the porn that's in connection with it that's causing dysfunction and all this kind of stuff. So especially this internet pornography, that's something that's, if you get into that, you know, that you got to be very extremely careful because of what that can lead to. Back in the day, it was just magazines with a bunch of naked women in there. People use that to fantasize too. There may have been early on the internet, there was just some images, and then from there there's videos, and now it's like these high speed internet where it's just you have access to so much stuff. Okay, so the issue here is excessiveness. Excessive masturbation is what I'm focusing on here. And so because you have freedom to do that, don't be excessive with it. That's all I'm saying here. The Bible is clear that we ought to do things in moderation. All right. I know people are just upset with me because it's like, oh, my God, Neil, you're telling people they should masturbate. That's a sin. It's clearly not. Look into the Word of God. Find it. And if you're still struggling with this, it's because you've been sexually repressed. OK, that's just simply what the issue is. So don't get mad at me. Find it in scripture. All right. I'm just trying to free people, especially people who are single, who are sitting around thinking if they touch themselves, they're going to hell. They ain't got nobody to have sex with. They should be able to get a release. I also gave about 3 sermons back about good sex and why you should have it, okay, and what that does for you when you have an orgasm. When I talked about sexual repression, some of the effects of sexual repression, some of the women had something called hysteria. They're emotionally unstable, they're violent, they're angry, they're crazy, all because they haven't had a sexual release. They're told if they touch themselves, they're going to hell. So God has designed our bodies for sex. If you're not having sex with somebody, you're having sex with yourself, which is not necessarily what you should call it. It's masturbation. It's personal stimulation. And so God says nothing of this. So this is not a sin. But of course, at the end of the day, we want to have sex with our spouses. Okay. So I can see people having the argument to saying, well, the Bible doesn't say that you should masturbate to deal with your sexual passions. He says to get married. And that's what the scriptures say. 1 Corinthians 7:2 says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have her own husband. Okay, it doesn't say, well, to avoid fornication, masturbate. Because we all know, and this is just common sense, masturbation is not a cure for horniness. It's a temporal fix. Okay. Your hand doesn't feel as good as a woman's vagina. Okay, it doesn't. And not only that, being with a woman, you know, and the whole experience of holding a woman, all that kind of stuff, that's not the same as your hand. So your hand, as for men, we understand that if you have had sex before, you know the woman is better. And so what they're saying here is to avoid fornication, get married. All right. So you say, well, you know, it doesn't say masturbation. So therefore, if masturbation was a viable solution, then it's not a viable solution. It's a temporal fix. Well, it's not mentioned in scripture. Well, it's not saying that you can't masturbate. It doesn't say that you should masturbate. So it's not there in scripture. So all I'm saying is what can you do? All you can do is put two and two together and say, okay, this is something people did, you know, on a temporal basis to relieve sexual tension until they got married. So I just want to get that out the way. And do what you feel led to do. You know, if you're if you don't masturbate, you don't have that urge, don't do it. Okay. You know, I'm not telling everybody to do it. I'm just telling you what the scriptures say about these things and telling you where the origin of our beliefs about sex come from. It's the Catholic Church, a bunch of dirty priests telling everybody what they can't do sexually with no scriptural basis. So that's all I have to say about that. But I want to get into talking about moderation. And we're going to talk about that today. But I'm going to read a few scriptures and show you what the word says about moderation. 1 Corinthians 6:12. It says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. So you're free to masturbate, but don't be enslaved to it. Like some of these guys who are now in a part of the NoFap movement, they got enslaved to masturbation, but with pornography helping along the way. The scriptures are saying we are not to be enslaved to anything. All right. Drinking, overeating, food, or none of that. All right. Here's another scripture, Philippians 4:8. I'm not going to read the whole passage because it's a good read, but this one, I highlight one part of that. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. So when you come across the saints, you should see them. These people be a moderate people. We don't do anything in over excess. We don't overdo anything. Okay. Galatians 5:13 says, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. All right. So he says, don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Because we're free to masturbate, because we're free to have sex in different positions in the bedroom with our spouse, because we're free to have sex outside of vaginal sex, we have to keep our flesh under control. Can't let our flesh just do whatever it wants to do. Okay. But you know, he says to love and serve one another. So love, you got to love each other in the bedroom. When it comes to your spouse, love your spouse. Don't do something that would be unkind, hurtful, selfish. Okay. Here's another one, Ephesians 5:18. It says, do not get drunk with wine, but for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. And so the Spirit is what gives us the ability to be moderate people, to live moderately. Okay. The Holy Spirit will say, hey, you're masturbating too much. Stop. Slow down. You know, you're doing too much. That's what the Holy Spirit will give us the power to do. Hey, you know what? Y'all doing too much in the bedroom. Maybe y'all going too far here. You're doing this, you're doing that. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. That's why there's nothing in Scripture that says a detailed outlook of what to do in the bedroom, because that's between you and your spouse and the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Song of Solomon doesn't have anything about what you shouldn't be doing in the bedroom. Why? Because that's between you and the Holy Spirit and your spouse. Because your Holy Spirit gives you the wisdom and the restraint to do this and to go this far and go this. This is what it's about. Okay. So we can't be listening to Catholic priests tell us what we should and shouldn't be doing in the bedroom. That's up to you, your spouse, and the Lord. All right. Here's another passage here. Galatians 5:19-21. It says, for the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness. And it goes on to say a bunch of other ones will not, these people who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. So I want to talk about lasciviousness so we can get an understanding. Lasciviousness is looseness, irregular indulgence of animal desires, wantonness, lustfulness, tendency to excite lust and promote irregular indulgences. Okay. So irregular indulgences are things that are just not regular. Something that's crazy. So if you find yourself doing something like that, and the Holy Spirit will let you know in the bedroom, hey, this ain't right. You know, and that's something you got to be able to determine based off the Holy Spirit. Okay. But we've been given the Holy Spirit. Now it says here in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22, it says, now, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Temperance is self-control. Temperance is self-control. So we have self-control. God wants us to be self-controlled and live in moderation. So we're free to have sex the way we want in the bedroom. We've been given self-control. And so we cannot allow, you know, anything that will lead us to do something wrong in the bedroom. All right, so that's all I got for you. You know, walk in the Spirit and be moderate, be self-controlled when it comes to these things. You're free sexually. Of course, we don't advocate for fornication or premarital sex or anything like that, but you're free to have sex the way you want in your bedroom with your wife in different positions and in other ways. And it's free, it's up to you in the Spirit. And in love. That's all I want to say. And for people who masturbate from time to time, God is perfectly fine with that. The Scripture doesn't say anything about it, but we do it in moderation. Okay. So that's all I got for you. Until next time, walk in the Spirit and be blessed.